every Tuesday we head to the MCCSC, and today we head to Roberts Elementary School, and it's my great friend, the principal, Lisa Rogers. Lisa, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm excellent. Mike, doing great. I appreciate the wonderful introduction. I refer to myself as Mrs. Rogers half the time, too. In fact, maybe we could change the name of the building to Roberts Elementary School.
I like the sound of all of that. In all seriousness, this is my great friend, Lisa Roberts, the principal at Grandview Elementary School, who's not at Grandview anymore. She moved to Rogers Elementary, so now you can see how we get I get confused. I'm always confused. What are you doing? How's everything going? Year two?
Oh, my goodness. Year two at Rogers with our kindergarten through second grade, and we're having a ball.
Did you take a pay cut for that since you're only doing three grades now?
Yes, I did. Yes. And I'm donating it to you, Mike.
Oh, don't do that. Do it to the 100 folks who cook, because we had a great time getting that together.
Fun.
Your food was absolutely outstanding. Tell the viewers, listen to me like I'm in television. Tell the listeners what you smoked up that afternoon and evening, and how fast did it go?
Oh, my goodness. I made burnt ends for our table and cooked it all night, and it went extremely fast. So we'll have to see what I bring to the table next year for 100 Cooks Who Care, which supported MCCSC Foundation, and I believe that's happening again next spring as well.
Well, I would, if anybody filled out a survey afterwards, they would tell you, don't overthink this, just go ahead and make those again. Why? Why? If you have a great dish, let's not, again, you'll have it ready to go, and then 15 minutes later after the event starts, you'll be done for the night. You can just put your feet up and hang out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I do have to give a few cute kudos to my husband, whose recipe I used to make them. So,
well, the execution,
if I don't, I'll get in trouble.
Tremendous.
It was great.
Tremendous. Now, just out of curiosity, what do you have on the radar, perhaps, for this event coming up this season? Are you going to stick in the realm of the barbecue? Are you going to go somewhere different? What do you dream about at night?
I think we're going to have to wait to see what the theme is this year.
Oh, well, that's a good point. That is a good point. Because sometimes you can, make that all tie in together. Mm-hmm. Last year, what did we do last year? Was it TV shows or spooky
cartoons?
Okay.
Cartoons.
Well, because I said it was Gomez Adams now is the president of the board of the Chamber of Commerce. So you never know how life works out. That's funny.
That's right. So if we have a good theme, we might have some barbecue in there again for you. But you got to make sure you're there.
All right. Well, you come on and tell us all about it and how we're going to raise all this money when that comes around. Now, before we get to there, we've got 100 things to do. We'll get to Rogers here quickly, but you did mention MCCSC, and we know that we will have an election coming up with a referendum on it. That's going to be in November. The signs are popping up again, and, that's always good to see, isn't it?
Popping up like mushrooms everywhere, and I hope everyone can get out for the referendum. It's a family center, community-focused referendum this year, and with me being in a kindergarten through second grade building, one of the things that's going to help out with that is that early childhood education funding, hopefully, if it passes, for free pre-kindergarten for three-year-olds whose families meet free and reduced lunch guidelines, and free or reduced cost for four-year-olds, which will help make all those kids ready to learn when they hit us in kindergarten. And so that's just one of the many things the referendum is looking at this year. School supplies. Covering the cost of school supplies for parents, which would be outstanding. It pulls in career and technology education, AP exams in high school, and student technology and instructional materials. So looking at covering a cost for a lot of that for our families to make learning easier to access in MCCSC.
How's the transition been from a full building to, a half building? And you get the youngest of the young, the most impressionable of the bunch. That has to be fun to wake up every day to see those little bitty smiling faces.
I every day when I'm out doing arrival, it is the most enjoyable part of my day. opening those doors for those kids. Kindergarten through second grades have a lot of excitement coming into the building. They still want to come in, and they run down the hall sometimes because they're so excited, and lots of hugs. They love to give hugs. It's been a great transition. Rogers Elementary is a wonderful building. I am enjoying working with the teachers and the families and most of all the kids. We got lots of great things happening.
Well, good. I'll let you tell me all about them here in just a second. But, yeah, if you ever miss the big kids, you just have to walk across the vestibule, right?
That's right. That's right.
Right next door, Rogers School and Binford. They share the same property, but two different situations there. Rogers School's been around for a while, hasn't it?
It sure has, since 1955. I think was the first time. And Rogers was a K through 6 back then.
Okay.
And then as we got bigger around our area, it went to a K through 2, and then the 3 through 6 moved into Binford, which used to be a middle school quite a while ago.
Fun, fun, fun. So you have the little ones, and you have a million things going on. How important is it to have your PTO and everybody help? There's so many events and fun things you can do with the little ones.
Absolutely. You know, with our PTO, we couldn't do much of what we do here at Binford without our wonderful PTO. We actually have a PTO meeting this evening at 5:30 over at Binford. Their big event coming up for them is our fall carnival. So after COVID, we got away from some of that. We are going full force with a fall carnival, pizza dinner, face painting, games, magicians, inflatables. That's 5:30 to 8:30 on September 29th. And for all those Rogers Binford parents or anyone else who wants to volunteer to make that a great event, all they have to do is visit the Rogers Binford PTO website, and they can sign up to volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers, but that the kids love that.
Well, and I want to make sure everybody's aware, and you mentioned it there briefly, but you don't have to go to Rogers to enjoy this, right? This is a community event.
It is a community event, and the more people that come, the more fun it is. We love seeing everyone come out, and lots of opportunities for, you know, people in the community to meet other people and enjoy hanging out with their kids in a safe and fun environment.
Well, that sounds like fun. Open houses are done. We're in school. We've got grading and all the fun things going on that go along with. But carnival talk is way more fun than that. Did everybody get through Labor Day? Did you have a good break there to get your batteries recharged?
I did, and I hope you did. I think our weather over Labor Day was absolutely fabulous. We've really kind of had a mild summer, if you think about it, Mike, and which makes it easier on our kids at recess when it's not so warm. We had one week that was kind of warm, but it's been pretty nice lately for all of our kids.
Get them outside. Run the bugs out, as my mom said. Get the bugs out. Get the bugs out.
The bugs out. Speaking of bugs, our kindergartners are going to be going to Peden Farm soon. Peden Farm, it's coming up at the end of September, September 28th. And so they are looking forward to hanging out with the llamas and horses and beekeeping and all of that. Did you ever get a chance to go to Peden Farm?
I didn't, but my kids both have. So that's they love every minute of it. And I will do my best anti-rain dance so that day is perfect so everybody can go and take their sack lunch and enjoy. Oh, that's just a great part of our community. How long have kids been going to Peden Farm? Forever, haven't they?
Almost as long as they've been going to Bradford Woods and
right.
Honey Creek.
Right. Well, you got to get them out. They can't always be in the classroom. They got their other ways to learn and have some fun. And as great as Rogers Elementary is, they're allowed to get out there and run around and have a bunch of fun. So that's always part of the calendar that goes on. I just remembered, weren't you at you were at the principal at Grandview. You were at Templeton for a hot minute. And you were at Lakeview as well. Is that right?
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Why is Rogers?
Well,
I didn't bring that up. Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up. Not at all. What makes Rogers special in its own way versus what you've seen in other places in the corporation?
This is probably the go-to answer, but I do have to say the fact that it's a kindergarten through third grade building really does make it special. Just the way the kids approach walking into the building is a little bit different than third through sixth graders. And third through sixth graders are great and have their own individualities. But you really have to be a lot more nurturing with those younger kids and pull them in and get them used to school. And I think it's wonderful when you see a child who comes in who doesn't know how to read, and one day they start to learn how to read, and you can see that glow in their smile, and it just makes your whole year, just for them, because we get a lot of them who don't know a lot about education, and so we get to see all of the improvements and changes that they make in their education, and it just makes you smile all the time. So I think that's probably the one thing I want to hit on as something that's so special. You see it all the time in K through 6, but you really see a lot of it in K through 2.
Outstanding. Now, the tough part about talking to you right now is I only get you once a year, right?
I know.
You don't call back later in the spring. I don't want to go through your whole calendar right now, but can you give me a couple big highlights that I don't want either families to miss, or I know you're going to have open house in the spring for the next generation that comes through.
Yes.
So I know that's a
big
deal. And I know last year you did a Days of Giving project. Is that something that's on your horizon again for 2023?
Oh, yes. Days of Giving are probably our biggest thing for our parents is Picture Day. That's always a big deal in kindergarten through sixth grade. And so
Picture Day and retake.
September 26th.
And Retake Day is also very important for parents.
That's right. But the big difference is Rogers is on the 26th for parents. Benford is on the 28th. So if we have any of our Rogers Benford parents out there listening, put those on your calendar. I think everyone's looking forward to fall break coming up on October 12th and 13th. So I'm just giving everyone extra time to plan their vacations so that they can go out there for that. And our big thing right now is our rocket tickets. We have begun handing out Rogers rocket tickets for following instructions, doing different skills, and it's all of our positive behavior going on in our building, and our kids are really excited about that. So lots of neat things happening, and I miss talking to you more often, Mike.
Well, you can always call back in. You don't have to wait for the missive from above. The phone is if you want to call and talk about burnt ends or football, whatever it is you want to do, you know.
Do I get to request a song?
You can, but we don't play music, so anything you want. What time does the dismissal bell ring?
The dismissal bell rings here in about 4 minutes. I do need to say a shout out to Bloomington North for being number 2. I did hear that.
That's the
best.
Awesome. Yeah, the best ever in history.
As a graduate of Bloomington North. We had a pretty good program back when I was in high school. So
yeah. Shows you how much fun it is. It sounds like you're having a blast. I love that you love the change, and that building is very lucky to have you. So keep having fun, keep smiling, and I'll let you get out to seeing those smiling faces. Right.
Get them on the buses.
Who's happier, you guys or the parents?
That depends on the time of the day.
That's exactly right. Thanks, Lisa. It's always
You're
a pleasure.
Welcome.
And if you do need anything, I mean that, give us a call back and we'll help get the word out for you.
I look forward to seeing you at 100 Cooks Who Care. Have a great day, Mike. Thank you.